With President Bush meeting Democratic leaders today to talk about Iraq, the news from Baghdad is very bad. Five car bombs exploded today, killing about 150 people, injuring more than 200. Earlier, I talked with NPR's Mike Schuster about the violence in the city.
It seemed to go from the southwest through the center of Baghdad and into the northeast. These bombs hit mostly Shiite neighborhoods and Shiite markets. And they were just devastating. It just built all afternoon. And then the one that was the worst was in the Sadria market in north central Baghdad. And it happened around 4 o'clock in the afternoon. This is when people were going to the market toward the end of the afternoon. It was a terrible day today, Alex.
This market has already been the site of at least one bombing, hasn't it?
That's right. It was the site not too long ago of a devastating bombing with an even larger death toll than the one today, if you can imagine that. There were already workers in this market that were rebuilding it, and some of them may have been killed as well today.
So can you tell, Mike, if these bombings today are coordinated in some way, or are these all individual insurgent attacks that happen to go off on the same day?
Alex, honestly, there's no way of answering that question definitively without someone or some group taking responsibility and making that claim. But it certainly feels like there is a coordinated onslaught, not every day, but there are days like today when there are multiple bombings. They happen against largely Shiite targets. And it does feel like there is someone planning these to go off in sequence, not quite simultaneously, but in order to emphasize the onslaught in Baghdad and perhaps clearly challenge the security crackdown that the United States and the Iraqi forces put into place and have been putting further into place over the last 2 months.
Mike, what is happening with the situation with the government in Baghdad? And people may have missed this with all the news concentration on the Virginia Tech shootings, but a couple of days ago, the anti-American religious and political leader, Muqtada al-Sadr, ordered his party members to quit the government of Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki.
What they did is there were six ministries of Maliki's cabinet that were under the control of Sadr's people. And he ordered them to leave those government posts. But he did not order the 30 or so members of parliament that he has the support of to leave the Maliki coalition, let's say, or the Maliki majority in parliament. So this wasn't a step that has brought the Maliki government down. And there are disagreements in Baghdad on what kind of an effect it may have on the Maliki government. Some see it as destabilizing, and it seems that Sadr himself wanted to weaken the government because he was unhappy with Maliki's unwillingness to demand that the United States set a timetable for the withdrawal of U.S. troops here. But at the same time, Sadr and his people are not known as those who can manage their ministries well, and so some people think that when Maliki finally gets around to appointing new ministers to these ministries, they may be better run, and in fact, his government might be a bit more stable. We'll have to wait and see.
We all look for signs on whether the surge of U.S. forces in Baghdad is working. Military people say we won't really know the answer to that for months and months, but people really are going to interpret a day like today badly.
Oh, there's no question about it. And last week, when the parliament was bombed and one of the bridges in Baghdad collapsed from an enormous truck bomb, this is the kind of thing that hits the city psychologically, it hits the leaders of Iraq psychologically, and of course it's going to be interpreted back in the United States psychologically. No, you can't tell whether the increased security operation in Baghdad is really working. The military says that the number of deaths has gone down, but when you see a day like today, no one's going to think that it's any more safe to move around Baghdad and to live in Baghdad than it was before this crackdown started.
NPR's Mike Schuster with us again from Baghdad. Mike, thank you.
You're welcome, Alex.